If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Once you start thinking of your vision, who you are trying to be, the best version of yourself and all of that, you start detaching from the current person you are if that person is not in alignment with what you want. But the thing is, all of the people who have known you, who are in your life, they are used to and they are comfortable. They are comfortable with the current version of you that doesn't make them feel like they have to do much with their lives. So when people ask you, why are you switching up? Why are you acting different? Tell them because you did not work this hard to stay the same. Hello and welcome back to the show. First and foremost, I just want to give a quick shout out to me for recording. I want to shout out myself for recording and for filming because Lord knows I did not want to record today. Well, let me rephrase. I had every intention of recording, but I wanted to do it in natural light because I feel like it looks better with the camera quality. But as you all know, natural light is a limited resource nowadays. You know, it starts getting dark at like noon. So, and then after when it starts getting dark so early, it's like you feel like it's midnight and you don't even want to do anything. And then when you look at the time, it's only 6 o'clock. Like, it's ridiculous. But nevertheless, I'm getting it done. Okay. Practicing what I'm preach. I'm getting things done. So let's just get into the episode, y'all. I'm done with my rant. But in today's episode, I want to talk about what to do when people think you changed, right? So now you're getting clear on what kind of life you want to live, your dream life. You know, you're getting clear on your boundaries. You're realizing that your taste has changed. You don't really like doing certain things anymore. And the people you have known for most of your life or for a few years now, right? Your day ones and all of that. Now they feeling like, you know, you change, like you switching up and blah, blah, blah. Let's talk about that. Let us talk about that. Because as you become the best version of yourself, right? As you step into that dream life you want more and more, like I'm, you know, trying to help you to do here on this podcast, that's the whole purpose of the show. You just, it's not even just other people, it's you too. It's you too, because when your taste starts changing, you're going to feel different. And whether or not people start telling you stuff about you switching up or, you know, like what has gotten into you nowadays, you are going to feel different because the thing is, your taste is going to be different. Your likes and dislikes are going to be different. You're going to start you know, wanting to do different things, experience different things, but your environment is going to be the same. And that's going to make you feel kind of uncomfortable, kind of out of place. And depending on how far what you want seems, it's going to feel unattainable when you look at your current reality. But I am here to tell you in this episode that you need to give yourself permission to change. You need to give yourself permission to evolve. You are working on yourself. You are going to be your best self. You are your best self. Ultimately, we learn a lot every day. We grow a lot every day. Who you are today, I'm sure, is a lot better than the person you were a year ago. So in essence, you already are the best version of yourself, but I'm sure if you're listening, you are the type of person who has like an ideal life that you see that you want to achieve, and you need some help getting there, right? That's what we're talking about. That's what we're focusing on this whole podcast and this whole brand and everything. So make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, on all of that. But I digress. So I am here to tell you in this episode that you need to give yourself permission to change, permission to evolve, permission to move forward even though you feel uncomfortable, permission to say no even when you've been saying yes all your life, permission to wake up one day, if it's that instant for you, and then say, you know what, I don't want to live this life anymore, and I'm going to make changes. I'm here to tell you that you need to give yourself permission to do that. And it is 100% okay. But let me just give you some examples of some of the subtle signs and the subtle hints that will start coming up that you may have been experiencing, or you will start experiencing when you decide to become the best version of yourself. So at the very least, right, first and foremost, at the very least, you may not know 100% what you want to do with your life or what your dream life entails, because most of us don't know because we never took the time to actually get to know ourselves and learn ourselves and figure out what we want outside of vague things like saying maybe, I want to be rich. What does rich mean? Some of us have never taken the time to define that. But nevertheless, when you have even just an inkling, even just a mini idea or a vision of the kind of life you want to live, the kind of person you want to be, what that person does, what they look like, what they act like, where they go, how do they spend their time, right? Once you start thinking about that best version of yourself intentionally, here's what's going to happen in your current reality. You know, let me just give you an example. Let me give you an example of my own personal best version of myself, right? So I obviously have a podcast, right? And I also have the podcast on YouTube. So my goal for the podcast is for it to blow up. I know I'm being vague, but essentially I wanted to start topping the charts, right? I want to reach more people. I want to help more people. And I know in order to do that, I am going to have to get comfortable with a lot of exposure. And I know that more exposure is coming, right? I know that eventually my following is going to grow. More people are going to know about me because they know about the show, right? In order for me to create impact in the way I want to, I know that that comes with giving up some of my privacy, and I know that comes with me having more exposure and coming out of the rock that I live under, that I have been so comfortable living under for so long. I know it requires me to get out of that and get comfortable with being in some kind of a spotlight, if you will, right? Now, here's the dilemma. Now that I have the idea of what that person looks like, how they are going to be getting exposure and certain things, I am so much more conscious about how I portray myself, like the things that I do, where I go, what I choose to like post online and stuff like that. And don't get me wrong, I believe in being my authentic self, and I'm not trying to water down who I am or anything to like be liked or for people to like me or anything like that. But what I'm saying is, for example, right, if I had a friend, this isn't a real example, but let's say I had a friend who kept getting in trouble or something, and they had like issues with the law. to put it lightly, let's just say I had a friend who had issues with the law, right? Because I know what my future life is going to look like, because I know I'm coming into more exposure, because I know that when I start networking now, and now I'm networking in podcast groups, like my networking circle now is with podcasters and entrepreneurs and business people and stuff like that. Because I see what the future holds for me, I would now be a lot more hesitant to hang out with that person who often gets in trouble with the law. Because I don't want to end up in a situation where I'm behind bars, or I get a record, or I get arrested, or I get in trouble for doing something, or I get caught up in somebody's mess, because it's not conducive to the lifestyle that I am aiming for. You see what I mean? So when you now start to get clear on the vision that you want for yourself, the vision of your future life, you are going to start subtly acting like that person, or you're going to start subtly preparing for it. You know, if you say you want to move to a different state, let's say living in a condo on the beach or something in Miami is like in your vision, it's something you really want. You know, you're probably not going to say, let me buy a house in Atlanta and choose to settle down here, because that doesn't align with what you want. So my point is, when you start getting clear on your vision, you are going to start subtly acting like that person that you are trying to become. But the thing is, your current reality, your current environment is going to stay the same. Nothing is going to change. And all of the people, let me tell you, all of the people you know, they have already gotten used to or attached to their version of you, or the current version of you that you no longer are. Let me tell you, once you start thinking of your vision, who you are trying to be, the best version of yourself and all of that, you start detaching from the current person you are if that person is not in alignment with what you want. But the thing is, all of the people who have known you, who are in your life, they are used to and they are comfortable. They are comfortable with the current version of you that doesn't make them feel like they have to do much with their lives. Or typically, you're always going to be like roughly on the same level with the people in your life. So if you are trying to escalate, then these people might not, you know, they might not feel too comfortable with you trying to go too far, because they don't want to get left behind, right? Or they don't want to start thinking about, am I not doing enough? You know, as people, we tend to compare ourselves a lot. And make sure you listen to my last episode, because I talked to you all about that. But I digress. We like to compare ourselves. We like to look at what the other person is doing. And when you start to change, when you start to subtly shift towards the best version of yourself, that's going to make a lot of people in your life uncomfortable. And that's when you're going to start hearing things like you switching up, you know, because now or before, you used to talk about certain things and you used to waste time in mindless conversations. You used to waste time gossiping about people. But now you know that the best version of you is not wasting time talking about people. The best version of you is not wasting time gossiping, not wasting time having mindless conversations. So now when you're around people who are having mindless conversations, like they always do, you are going to feel out of place. you're just going to be sitting there in your head like, what am I doing here? Why am I here? I don't resonate with this anymore. This doesn't apply to me. I feel out of place in this space, right? You're not going to be able to relate to the same kind of conversations. Or let's say you had a friend group that like always like to go out like to the club or something. Like they always going out. They always like to drink. But now you're seeing like the best version of you. That person doesn't like to drink anymore. That person actually wants to have a healthy lifestyle. That person is eating healthier. They're cooking more. They're not eating out, you know, like they're actually living a healthier lifestyle. They're working out, they're eating right, they're drinking water, and they are not drinking alcohol. They have cut out alcohol. So now when you go out with the same friends that you have always had, right? You've always had these friends and you've always been going out with them. But now you have some level of awareness that the best version of you is not doing that. Now when you go out, you're going to be in the club like, what am I doing here? Now when people pour you a drink, it's going to be like, I don't even want to drink this. I shouldn't drink this. Why am I even here? Right? You're going to feel more and more out of place. And hopefully, my hope for you is that, you know, eventually you start listening to that little voice in your head, listening to your intuition, because it's trying to guide you. It's trying to help you. But the thing is, it's going to be very hard because that is the situation. That is the environment that you have always been in. You have always been in that environment. Nothing has changed. But now your mindset has changed. Now your mind is changing. Now your taste is changing. Your palate is changing. It's getting more refined. You want more out of life. But you're in the same environment with people who are so comfortable with the you are today, doing what you do, living the life you used to live, or you currently live technically, with the same habits that you had, leading to the same person that you were before, prior to getting clear on what your vision was, or prior to even start thinking about becoming the best version of yourself. It's going to feel extremely uncomfortable. And now because you're switching up, right? And now because you don't want to drink, you don't want to gossip, you don't want to have mindless chatter, you don't want to be on the shade room, right? Or you don't want to be on ATL Scoop looking at all of the crime in the area. Now you want to cleanse your mind, your life of all of the negativity. Now it's like, well, you switching up. Like what has gotten into you? What are you doing? We've always done this. Why are you acting brand new? Let me tell you why. A lot of people have gotten comfortable with this idea of you in their head. This idea of you that makes them feel good about themselves. Because like I just said earlier, you're typically going to be roughly on the same level of the people you hang out with, right? So now all of y'all were essentially in the same category, right? Running the same or a similar race. Y'all were like relatively on the same level, right? But now you're elevating and they're not. And it's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are you doing? Because now you know why? You know what the real issue is? It's going to force them to take a look at themselves. It's going to force them to look at their own lives and their own habits and think, well, am I messing up? I understand, like, why is this person acting like this is all wrong now? But wait a minute, but this person is now making more money than me. This person is now having more success than me. This person is now doing insert thing here better than me. It starts making the people you have always been around feel a lot more uncomfortable because now one person is like, you know, leveling up And the thing is, when you start leveling up, the people around you are going to start feeling pressure. They are going to start feeling pressure because typically y'all be in the same age group. And it's like society has all of these, rules, as you already know, about, oh, you know, maybe you should be doing A, B, and C by age 25. Maybe you should be married with children by age 30 or whatever. So it's like if you are, especially in your 20s, if you are becoming extremely successful, well, the people around you are like, but wait a minute. What's happening here? Why am I not doing this? Why am I not successful? And the thing is, if they have a growth mindset, then they will say, you know what? I need to do like this person and I need to level up too. I need to get my ish together and I need to say, you know what? I am going to learn from them. I'm going to level up with them. And both of us are going to be more successful. If they have a growth mindset, they will be inspired by you. Because that's the thing. When you start leveling up, you don't necessarily have to drop your friends, drop everybody in your circle. Because sometimes you are the one who's going to make it or be successful, and then you're going to be an inspiration to them. Don't let anybody like feel like they have, don't let anybody jump on your back and be a burden to you while you try to carry them out. That's the one I'm saying. I'm saying you are most likely going to be inspirational to the people around you who have a growth mindset. But for the people around you who are complacent, right, who don't intend on getting much more out of life, these are the people who are going to criticize you, who are going to try to pull you back, you know, pull you back down to their level. Not to say that you are better than them or anybody's better, but if you are trying to better your life or just be in alignment with the best version of yourself, then it might require you to start doing things differently. Like, you know, but it's not to say one person is better than the next. It's just, it's different. You are moving into alignment. You are doing things differently. And the people who are complacent are going to try to pull you back down to earth. They're going to be like, you know, what's up with you? What has gotten into you? Why are you acting different? Why don't you do this? Oh, you're so lame. Why don't you do this? Let me tell you, ignore these people. Ignore these people. It's going to be very hard, especially, like I said, if you've had these long-standing friendships. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, right? Think about how hard you have worked on yourself to even get to this point where even if your vision of your best self is not clear, you are thinking of better. I don't know about you, but let me just tell you my testimony. Let me just be honest with you. Let me just tell you my testimony. I literally, if you have been listening to the show for a while, you have known that in episode 6, I talk about how I almost committed suicide, right? I have literally been at rock bottom and I have worked so much and so hard on myself to get to this point, right? That is my testimony. So when I think of how far I've come, how much work I've done on myself, not even like anything I've accomplished in life, not even external or material achievements. When I think of how much I've grown my mindset, when I think of how much I've grown as a person, how mature I've become, that is the most valuable thing to me. That is the thing I'm most proud of. And when I think about all of that work, like, to me, it's like, I did not work this hard to stay the same. I did not work this hard to stay the same, and neither did you. I'm sure if you are listening to this podcast, there is a high chance that you have been at a low place in your life, but you are on your journey now of becoming better, of becoming the best version of you, or just improving your life, right? But the thing is, think about how much you have progressed in your life. You did not work this hard to stay the same. So when people ask you, why are you switching up? Why are you acting different? Tell them because you did not work this hard to stay the same. You did not work this hard to stay the same. Simple. I am not doing all of this to be in the exact same position that I am now a year from now. I'm not. So when I look at that, and when people think or tell me I'm switching up, it's like, all that tells me is you are one of the complacent people that have no intentions of changing, and you are probably not going to be somebody I take on this journey to becoming the best version of myself. That's all that tells me. And it sucks, honestly. Like, it literally sucks to have people around you that you love and you care about have like just a negative outlook on your growth, on your progress because of their own insecurities. And then you come to a point where you know you have to cut these people off because they are going to hold you back. Like it's very hard. I don't want to make it sound like it's easy. I'm being real with y'all. Like, it's very hard to lose people along the way because ideally, you know, we'd want everybody to come with us, but that's just not the case. Everybody can't come. And the thing is, when you are thinking of your relationships and assessing or just like dealing with people telling you things like you switched up, like the complacent people, I want you to really assess those relationships. Are these people even serving you? Are these people pouring into you? Are these people doing anything beneficial in your life? And the thing is, people serve different purposes in your life, right? Not everybody you talk to about growth and mindset. Some people you have to just socialize. Nothing wrong with that. We all have different needs in our lives that we, you know, like we put different people in different places. They have different purposes in our lives. So it doesn't have to be like people who necessarily encourage you, but at the very least, these people should not be bringing you down. Regardless of what purpose they serve in your life, they should not be bringing you down. So when you are concerned about, I don't want to lose these people, I don't want to let them go, I've known this person my whole life, or this person is my family member, this person is blood, this person is my day one, are these people pouring into you? Are they pouring into you? Based on what your relationship is now, think about that best version of yourself. Do they have that friend? Do they have friends like that? Do they have friends that talk to them the way this person is talking to you when you are just trying to grow? Like, you are not even at your peak yet. You are not even at your peak yet. The best is in front of you. And this person here now is telling you you're doing too much. Imagine what they're going to say when you live in your best life. They're not going to be able to handle that. So while it's going to be hard, it's like you have to really assess, is that person pouring into me? Is the best version of myself? Would they be friends with somebody like that? If the answer is no, you know, I know it's not easy, but you know, I'm somebody who every now and then looks at things from a logical perspective, and I will deal with the emotional aspect later. That's just me. That's just me. I know it may hurt. I know it may be uncomfortable, but I'm the type of person, I'm like, you know what? Logically speaking, this is a business decision, right? The odds are not in your favor right now. You are holding me back. You are slowing me down. You have to go. You have to go. And I'll just be honest with y'all. I'm not the best at cutting people out of my life, but typically I will like distance myself first. Depending on the relationship, I just put a healthy amount of distance in between us. Healthy is subjective. Healthy is whatever doesn't make you stress me out or whatever that is where, like, you know, you're not on the top of my mind. You're not communicating with me too much because every time you communicate with me, like, you know, you have some people when they text your phone, when you see their name in your phone, it's like, oh my God, what do you want? Or what now? You know, create some distance, create some boundaries. I create that distance for my peace of mind. But like I said, I know it's not easy, but you have to do it. If you want to be the best version of yourself, you have to let some people go. That's just the truth. But here's the amazing thing, though. you are going to meet so many amazing people on your level up journey that are going to be aligned with your purpose, aligned with the kind of person you are trying to be. Like, they are literally going to be blessings. You lose some, you win some. And the ones you are going to win, let me tell you, because I can tell you from personal experience, right? I haven't necessarily lost people in my whole, you know, journey to becoming the best version of myself. I haven't lost people, but there are some people I've distanced myself from. But I have gained so much more than anything that I have lost. I have met so many amazing people. Like, I joined a mastermind for podcasters, and I have met so many amazing people who are pretty much in the same level of, you know, creating their podcast, because that's what, you know, that's currently what I'm doing right now. So I surrounded myself with more people who are doing podcasting. I have met other young women my age and women in general through networking who are on the same path. Like, I have pretty much defined, you know, the kind of relationships that I want, the kind of experiences I want to have, the kind of situations that I want to be in with networking and business and stuff like that. And I have started placing myself in those rooms. And I have met so many amazing people. I have met so many wonderful people who inspire me. And the thing is, like, if you are doing something, if you are pursuing something or like a hobby or a job or career, whatever, that you are seriously interested in and you don't really have people around you that's doing it, then, you know, it's great. You know, like I said, people have different purposes and your hobby might be new, like podcasting for me. Fortunately, I have another friend who is also podcasting, but in the beginning, it was very new to me and I really didn't know anything about it. But now that I place myself in environments with other podcasters, like, I'm learning so much. I know y'all can see my video quality is a lot better, right? My sound quality has improved. I have improved a lot of things, like, on the back end, like, just for, like, running the podcast that y'all don't really see. And I have learned so much and I have literally, like, it has been amazing. My point is, you are going to meet so many people along the way that are going to be blessings in disguise. Actually, it wouldn't even be in disguise. It'll be very obvious that these people are blessings, that these people are in alignment with what you want. These people are uplifting. They inspire you. They encourage you. They motivate you to do what it is you actually want to do. Because in your current reality, in your current situation, you might be getting a lot of, like, praises and congratulations and support for doing something that you probably, like, your heart may not be in it. But some people are so used to wanting to take the safe way out and be safe all the time and adhere to the norms of society. And if you are doing that right now, lots of people might be cheering you on for it. But in your heart, you know, that's not what you want. In your heart, you know that is not what you want. That's not what you want to be doing. But you might, you know, you could have people cheering you on and supporting you for doing that. But let me tell you something. When you start doing something you really want to do, regardless of what it is, regardless of whether or not it makes you money, regardless of not whether or not it's like your job or something, it could just be a hobby. When you start doing something you are really interested in, something you're really passionate about, and you find people that cheer you on for doing that, for being authentic, that is so much better than any support or any praise you could get for doing something that you're not really interested in. If your current reality right now is, like, it doesn't reflect what you really want, or it's just Like, if you know you're not in your ideal situation right now, but people are still somewhat supportive, it's like, okay, but then you try to move out of it and do something else, and then those same people will be like, well, what are you doing? You have a good job, you make good money, you have, like, all of your bills are paid. Why are you trying to do something else? Don't worry about those people. It's going to be hard at first, but as you continue to push, as you continue to persevere, and as you continue to be true to yourself, as you define what it is you want in life, and whether or not you have a plan, but as you start to believe more that you are going to achieve that life that you are working towards, you are going to start meeting people, and they are going to support you for being you, for being authentically who you are. And you are literally going to feel like you are thriving. So I am here to tell you, give yourself permission to outgrow people, and give yourself permission to outgrow the old version of yourself. The future you, the best version of yourself, depends on it. That best version of you, like, I want you to imagine when you are in a situation where you have been doing something for a while, like, let's say with the example of, you know, you want to stop drinking. That's my personal example. Let's say you want to be in a situation where you want to stop drinking, but everybody around you keep telling you, you know, just have a shot, just have a drink, just do it. It's normal. You are 24. The average person your age drinks. Just drink. And the thing is, I'm not against drinking. The hard liquor for me is like, it's a no now. Like, I'll drink wine, I'll drink something a little bit more, you know, smooth, but the hard liquor, like vodka, tequila, all of that stuff, like, that's what I'm like, no. I don't want that. I don't like that. I don't like being hungover. I don't like feeling dehydrated. I just, no. So in my example of the drinking, this is what I want to tell you, right? If you're in a situation that you've always been in and you've always done that thing, and you are trying to move away from it, you're trying to step out of it, you're trying to do something different, you're trying to be more aligned with what you really want, and this thing that you have done in the past is now no longer appealing to you, when you find yourself in that situation where people are pressuring you to go back to your old ways, to your old habits, even if old was last week, that's nobody's business. The point is, you are trying to be better, okay? When people are trying to make you fall back into that trap, I want you to picture the best version of yourself entering the room and standing there looking at you. They're not saying anything. She's not saying anything. She's just looking at you like, are you going to stay where you are, or are you going to walk towards me? Because hypothetically, what happens in that moment when you are in a situation that you've always been in, but now you start thinking about the thing that you would have done any other day differently, and it's not appealing to you anymore, literally, you have already started operating as the best version of yourself. That's why it feels uncomfortable. So I want you to literally play this analogy in your mind. Play this story in your mind. So with me, for example, if I'm in a position where people around me are trying to get me to drink hard liquor, it's like the best version of me enters the room and she's just looking at me and she's like, are you going to come with me, or are you going to stay with them? That is what I want you to do. Picture the best version of you walking into the room and just looking at you. Who are you going to stay with? You're going to stay where you are, where you're miserable, or are you going to take a step in the right direction? That is all I have for you today. I want to leave it at that so that can really marinate in your mind. Choose the best version of you, always. Choose them. I will talk to you next week.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.